Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stronger than ever before.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Pump it up.
You pump it up.
Pump it up.
You've got to pump it up.
BXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome to the show.
Time to get after it.
Boss saw Shaw cross. Murder rates, garbage plates. 65 for the high today. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Let's get to all of your hot takes this morning, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Gotta send it. Coming out of the gate hot, if you look at your horoscope and your astrology as a religion, you have mental health issues. There I Said It.
I'm triggered.
That's from Peter.
I'm triggered.
If one more person asks me if I'm on CoStar, I'm going to lose my mind.
CoStar.
Anyways.
Jay says Drake hasn't made a good album since 2016. Can we say washed up? There I said it. Jay, that's a garbage take. More Life, Certified Lover Boy, For All the Dogs, all fire albums, all of them. Let's move on. Let's go to Holly. If you drive a lifted truck, but you've never hauled a single thing in your life, it's giving insecure. There I said it. Yes. Can we say baby carrot?
This person says, people who say, I don't do drama, are usually the main character and the narrator of said drama.
Yes.
They're
we've
the
heard
most
that
dramatic people. I mean, pot meet kettle, right? But I don't say I don't do drama. I very much do drama.
No, if you know, you know.
Period.
If you know, you know. I'm going to just come out and say it. Love is Blind season 9. Is everybody on that show just brain dead? This is the worst season yet.
They
dare
took
I said
one
it.
Brain cell, split it into like 14
we keep
different slices.
And you know what? People like myself, we just keep watching it. Because it makes us, for whatever reason, feel better about ourselves. I mean, these people are licking floors. They can't hold a conversation if their life depended on it. I don't know what's happening. I don't get it. It's such a great show. You should really start watching season 9.
I gave up on that show years ago. The other show that I gave up on was Ultimatum, especially the queer version, because it's so toxic.
It genuinely
gives me anxiety. I'm like, oh my God. Like, if Patrice was like, hey, I like kind of like you, but like not enough to know if I'm going to be with you forever, we should go on this show and figure it out.
We're going
to be like, maybe
right.
We should just break up.
We're going to date other people for a month and live with them. And God knows what happens
and
behind closed doors.
Right. We're sharing a bed. We're sharing an apartment.
It's so delusional. By the way, that's not how relationships work. It's about trust. It's about foundation. It's about stability.
I'll puke.
And if anyone should be giving advice on relationships, it's me. Let's go over to Lydia. Okay, we get it. Engagement photos in cornfields and tall grass is rustic. Be original. There, I said it. I agree. And I can see why someone with a gluten allergy would be offended by those photos. Katie says the military isn't the only job that deserves respect. Try being a nurse in the ER on a Saturday night. There, I said it.
No one's not respecting those people.
We respect you, Katie.
I
thank you for your service.
That nurses, doctors, PAs, OTs, PTs, all the Ts, all the As, all the Ps, they're all crushing it. They're doing amazing work. They're doing God's work. We could never. We're simply not smart enough. This person says, the we're just talking is so millennial coded for we've trauma bonded but won't admit it. We're just talking. Oh, no, we're not dating. We're just talking.
Well.
We're just talking. We're in talks.
What does that mean exactly?
It's yes. It's like dating. It's like the pregame of dating to dating.
It's before you actually start dating, which is you talk, then you date, and then you're committed. And then.
I don't know how it works. I've been out of the game for far too long.
Okay. It hasn't been that long.
I'm married, so.
It hasn't been that long. All right, let's get to some more of your hot takes this Friday morning. Who's this? Justine. What's up, guys? Can we stop with the boring first dates? Men need to think outside the box. Don't just ask a woman to get a drink or go grab a coffee. Most women want to be surprised and love effort. Set up a picnic or go see a live show. Guys do better. There, I said it. Oh, really, Justine? First date and you're already expecting cured meats and sinful cold cuts? Make me sick.
Can I say something controversial during Dare I Said It? It's literally the whole segment. That's just the point of the segment. I don't think that cured meats are that good.
All right,
Dare
please.
I Said It.
Okay, you know.
I really. Well, I can taste the animal!
Makes sense coming from a Dutch woman. I don't know.
Am I Dutch?
Yeah, you're not Italian.
No, definitely not.
Whatever. All right, guys. Oh, let me get to this one. This is not me, by the way. No name. I absolutely hate psychics. Why do people pay money for this? I paid $65 for an old woman to tell me that she thinks my grandmother may be in a better place and is thinking of me. What a waste of time and money. There, I said it. Do you know what a psychic told me one time? Who was legit? I went to her for a long time.
She was in the basement of like her mom's house.
She goes, never ever go see a psychic who has neon lights in their window. Don't do it. Because 100% of the time, they're all full of crap.
Okay.
So if you see bright lights, neon lights, don't waste your money.
Sure.
You're welcome.
This person says, Moose should go on Love is Blind. There, I said it.
Never in a million years.
Why?
Because I know what goes on behind the scenes in that show. And in post-production, they will ruin you. And let me tell you something about Love is Blind. Things that I know that most people don't. First of all, they won't. When you go out and you're having a good time with everybody, they will get you as drunk as possible. You ever see anyone on that show drinking water? Because they don't serve it. They only serve you alcohol. And then when you go and you open up and you become vulnerable on that show, they're only going to show us, the audience, what they want us to see. It's never the whole story. They will ruin your life on purpose. And there's nothing you can do about it because you signed away your soul. Here's mine for today.
Honestly, anything for a couple hundred Instagram followers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. This is mine for today. If someone in your family has ever made this comment, yo, family over everything, I am willing to bet everything that they're the most toxic person in the entire family. There, I said it.
My favorite is when they have it tattooed across their chest or their back. Haven't talked to their dad in 15 years. Yeah. It's like, wait, what?
Connect with BXY Mornings.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X. 98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, what's up, guys? The president of Rochester City School District Board is sharing her thoughts after the state teachers union announced that it's suing the district. I wonder why. New York State United Teachers represents more than 700,000 teachers and school-related professionals within New York State. And this lawsuit comes after the district's ongoing payroll issue that we've talked about a handful of times on the show. And that started, over the summertime? I think it was July, August. And last time we checked, dozens of city school employees were still missing money or just not getting paid at all because of this issue with the district switching over to a new payroll software system. At least that's what they're saying. And these issues have been ongoing. You got 100 teachers who are on salary and around 700 hourly non-teaching employees who just went unpaid. Kind of like air traffic control.
Yeah.
So in late September, the employees rallied outside the district's office to call for an end to all of these issues. And here's the statement from the board president from yesterday after the union announced the lawsuit. They got a little nervous. The response was, I respect the union's role in advocating for their members, especially when a systemic issue impacts employees' pay. Our teachers and staff are essential to our district, and no one should have to worry about being paid accurately or on time. While I can't comment on pending litigation, the board takes these concerns seriously.
Very seriously.
We're working closely with the superintendent to ensure accurate, timely pay is achieved, and support is continued through dialogue and labor partners to address the impact on staff. Obviously, this is a frustrating situation.
Correct.
Okay. Well, obviously, yes, it is, but no employee should have to constantly worry whether their next paycheck is going to be correct,
especially
or it's going to be on time.
Especially when you're doing your job. Like, that's insane. You're showing up every day putting in the same amount of percentage you were before this happened as well.
Right.
You're still not getting the basic benefits of doing your job?
Does anyone know if these teachers and staff and employees are going to get back pay? Like, how? I don't know. Or if this lawsuit goes through and they win it, I mean, are they all going to be taken care of? Hopefully that's the case, too.
That's a secret.
That's the point.
We're going to have to investigate more into.
It is Fashion Week.
Yes, it is. It started last night. Fashion Week of Rochester, right here downtown at the Convention Center. All goes back to Center for Youth. That's why they put this on every year.
Yep.
You know us here on PXY. We love charity. We can't say no to charity. We have a ton of charity things in the works coming up here as well. And I said to Moose yesterday, I said, I'm walking in the fashion show. He got a little snippy with me.
No, I wouldn't say snippy.
No, you were definitely not happy.
Well, it's just not right.
So I kind of want to have an open dialogue, an open conversation.
Because you're going to be in the show, correct?
Yeah, I'll be there.
So you're going to be in the show.
I'm walking tonight. I have three looks.
And you're walking tonight.
I have three looks, yeah.
Oh, and you have three looks. Okay.
I have hair and makeup.
Nobody asked me. I don't understand this. I've if not, better modeling experience than you do.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Not the shots being fired this morning on a Friday. We'll get into it and maybe brainstorm a way that Moose can be involved. After last night, I don't see why you wouldn't want to keep being involved in events with me.
No, of course I don't, to be quite honest with you. That's next on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome back to the show. It is Fashion Week in the 585.
Hell yeah, brother.
And I know Breezy is going to be once again walking. Can you say that? Are you in the show?
I'm a model.
Okay.
I'm a model.
Thank you so much for bleeding for this city.
It's like, what can I do? You know what I mean? But it came up in conversation yesterday that I was going to be walking in this fashion show. And Moose was a little side-eyed about it. He was like, wait.
It's not that I don't know. I'm happy for you.
Rolls eyes.
Well, you know, what do you have to do to be in the show? Like, what credentials?
You have to be stunning.
What?
You have to be absolutely stunning.
Okay, well, let's check off the boxes. Okay. Jack.
Stunning.
Right.
You have to have a good personality.
Check, I'm there.
You have to know
fashion.
Yeah, you have to know fashion.
People have to like you. Check.
Know your angles. I know. And you have to be willing to put your life on the line for a good cause.
All right. What do you get out of this?
Attention.
Right, great. Okay. This is. Here's the thing.
Attentions and accolades.
Because, like, I know some of my friends are going to be walking in the show, I believe, tonight. Like, our friend Hunter Johnson.
Oh, yes. Hunter.
Hunter's going to be in
Hunter
it.
Hunter does, like, every look.
Hunter does every look. Yes, he's very fashionable.
He's the prettiest one on
He's
the
so
runway.
Pretty. He constantly, I mean, he's just dripping in swag all the time.
I can't have my face beat like him, but I mean, right. Pop all the way off, Hunter.
He's the only one that's going to wear a full-piece Prada suit to Magpies with laced gloves.
But I got to thinking about it, and I really, if you really want to be a part of this, which I want you to be a part of it, I think next year you should come walk with me and we model PXY swag.
Next year? There may be no next year.
I'm living for the now.
585-252-9800. If anyone has an extra pair of tickets for tonight to go to Fashion Week. I know it started last night, but it's going to go through tomorrow night.
Yep. It's a 3-day event. So yeah. Each night is a different show, designers. DJ Naps is going to be there.
Yeah, we love Naps. Where's the money going?
Center for Youth. So it goes back to help underprivileged teens in our area thrive, you know, get out of situations that are less than favorable.
Yeah.
And it's just such an amazing cause. And so much fun while doing it. I think I always say this when I do my weekend show, when I talk to a lot of local non-for-profits, like Rochester has really nailed like putting the fun in fundraiser. Fundraisers can be very stuffy and kind of stiff. Fashion show? Come on.
No, I know. There's a lot of excitement in it.
All.
I missed last year because I went out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you walked in it last year too. But Fashion Week... It's something I've always wanted to be a part of, not just to like walk in it, but just to go and experience it. Because I'm a fashionable guy. Yeah. I've modeled for plenty of different brands throughout the years. I used to model for Smartwater. If you've ever seen a hand, if you've ever seen a wonderful, beautiful looking hand with moist skin holding a Smartwater bottle, it was probably mine.
I saw that when your cuticles were shot.
They would never. You somebody with shot cuticles. But as far as tonight,
you gonna come?
Oh, hold on a second. I'm getting a text message from our
maybe get you in.
Moose, looks like I got some tickets for tonight. I think Hunter is walking in it as well. I can hook you up if you want to come with. Yes, okay, problem solved. I'll be there tonight.
Are you coming?
I think so.
You're gonna come support me?
No.
I'm going for Hunter.
I'm going to see Hunter walk the stage. And yes, obviously you'll be in it too. How long does it take? Is it 3 hours? Two?
No, I think it's only an hour and a half. Because you gotta remember each night is a new show.
I'm panicking. What do I wear?
You gotta call Hunter. Maybe you can borrow his full Prada suit.
The lace gloves? Yeah. I don't know what to wear for Fashion Week, you guys.
I want you to wear, like, one of those Scottish hats. Like they wear on the golf course.
Yeah, I have those.
Wear one. Wait, do you have a beret?
You know what?
From Italy?
No.
Did you buy any clothes in Italy?
I bought a lot of clothes, yeah.
What did you buy? You never... You didn't touch on your Italy trip at all. I'm so annoyed.
No, I did buy a lot of clothes, yes. But I think I know what I'm going to wear tonight. If I had to choose anything, I just had a custom... suit made, and I think I'm gonna wear the jacket. I think I'm gonna do it. It's custom. It's really nice, Breeze.
Patrice is gonna be there.
Oh, your fiance is gonna be there too. Yeah, guys, if you see Breezy and I at Fashion Week, say hello. We would love to.
Wait. Maybe you'll walk the finale with me.
No, I think this needs to all be. That's fine. I might be able to do it.
I love how you ask me for something. And then I say no, and then I like kind of change my mind on it and make it happen. And then you say no, and I'm like, what are we doing this cat and mouse game for? You know what I mean? What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
I want to be wanted. That's
all. But then when you actually are wanted, you're like, it's too much.
See ya.
Hey, it's Juliana. Every weekday while you listen to 98PXY at work?
I share the latest celebrity tea with you with my Dirty and 30.
You're at just after 10:30 later this morning. The Julia Show. On the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.